have an appraisal done on those two properties, and then ultimately it's the point of executing what would be the sale of Washington Elementary School and the district office. From a timing standpoint, just to be extremely clear, the district office, we would look to try to sell the district office as soon as we could. I think there's temporary solutions, and I say temporary as in the next couple of years until we would be able to get into a permanent location in the fall of 2028. And whether that is the bus shop, whether that's the high school somewhere, but I think we can send out enough of our admin staff from the district here and find places for them to be and to follow through with what we shared and stated, and the reasons why is being more efficient with our district dollars. Washington Elementary, we are not going to find a temporary home for Washington Elementary until we can move them to a new school. If we got an appraisal, if we were able to sell that building, there'd have to be an agreement or a contingency in place that we would retain occupancy of Washington Elementary School until we moved completely into a new school setting. But I think part of the conversation, board members, for you guys is, if we go out and get an appraisal and we start selling and we have some interested parties with that, would we want to act on that to be able to move that? What I worry about is if we delay and wait and we don't list and try to sell Washington until the summer of 2028, now we're sitting on a property that we could have been moving on for 3 years prior to that. So that's the thought process, but nothing finality with that. I'm not asking for any action from you guys with that, but we'll start with bringing the policy to the policy committee, have you guys take a look at that, and then some discussions then being brought back to the board. Segues into the next one, which is the purchase of the bus shop. We are working through closing on that property and hope to do so here in the next couple weeks. We have a purchase agreement that's been finalized, and so it's just going through those formal processes. Construction timelines. Since the referendum passed, looking at the timelines and trying to kind of project forward here what we're looking at, the steering committee will start working with ICON here in August. We're looking at a design process of several months leading into early winter, into the new year, being able to prepare bids so that we can take full advantage. Rich shared with me that competitive bidding is a real thing right now that they're seeing across the board. We're hoping to continue to see that all the way through the spring, that there may actually even be some opportunities to be able to bid late this year, as in 2025, to be able to continue to take advantage of the competitive bidding processes. And so we hope to be able to seize that opportunity, not waste any time. And upon the conclusion then of the bidding processes, looking to be able to put shovels in the ground once the snow melts and the ground's ready. And so that could be April, May, or June. We've been told by ICON that construction could be anywhere from 18 to 24 months. So we're looking at the latest occupancy in a new school. Transitions, changes would be the fall of 2028. Keep in the back of your mind, the construction process doesn't end there. At that point, then we need to start executing the Highliner Activity Center. And so demolition, what changes transpire there? And so we have at least 4 years of fun to look forward to ahead of us, of changes and transformations that are going to take place, if not 5 years, truthfully, over this process. So buckle up, and a lot of important decisions need to be made over this next couple of years. A year from now, the idea being that we're gonna be in a construction phase. So that is going to displace some of our activities immediately. We've talked a lot about the fine arts, but truthfully, that's not four years down the road that we're displacing. And so we do need to be thoughtful. And so a couple weeks ago, I did sit down with the mayor, sat down with VCSU, and we're looking to have a conversation soon with the different entities, Park and Rec, the university, the city, talk about the lime pit area. And so bring that information back to committees and look to proceed forward with you guys on that.